First, we want to talk about Stats SA. Patrick Kelly is the chief director of Stats SA. Western Cape, as always, has been granted some kind of exceptionalism, which I think it always feels it is entitled to. We were at some 50% through with actually getting through our census, while the rest of the country was over 80%. And so we got a mandate to extend our census taking until last Saturday, 14th of May. Good morning, Patrick Kelly. Thank you so much. What was the result of extending that time?
Well, at the end of the weekend, we were at 72% refill rate.
That's a huge achievement.
A huge achievement, but I have to say that it's still not good enough.
Yeah.
And we have actually decided to continue with census counting until the end of May in the Western Cape.
Okay.
To really try and get that up over, you know, way over 80 into the 90 possibly.
I mean, where's the rest of the country currently? It's still around 80 or closer to 90?
Yeah, the average for the country is at about 90. Everywhere else is now totally finished census activities. They're busy, closing things off now. I think our major push that we are trying to really make is for people to complete the online questionnaire. We have a limited number of field workers. And so the online questionnaire is the way that we will get from wherever we are at the moment into a really good number. We do have a helpline as well that people can call if they're struggling with the online questionnaire. That's getcounted.statsa.gov.za is the place to do that.
I find it absolutely ridiculous, Patrick. I have to say, I'm actually quite angry about it because it costs StatsSA for us to extend for special remedial attention. And I'd like to ask, because I think anecdotally, we know that the Western Cape kind of fashions itself mentally as somewhat different from the rest of the country. But if you had to look at what happened in the last few months, why is the Western Cape such a huge outlier from the rest of the country?
Yeah, look, I mean, the key issue really relates to the way that we went to recruit staff and how many staff we were and were not able to recruit in different areas because it was quite a localized recruitment strategy. Now, I'm not going to say that was specifically a Western Cape problem. I think what I could say rather is that, you know, as soon as it really became apparent that we were struggling, the Western Cape as a whole really came to the party. The provincial government, the local governments, communities, and I think to me that says, you know, we want to be part of this and let's do everything we can to make it happen.
Okay. Out of interest, I mean, what was the percentage of take up online versus in person? Because, you can talk about the recruitment of staff, but I think in the main, Western Cape respondents could have gone online. I'm asking whether or not this is just a dissension from, a national activity.
Yeah, look, the second part of it, I don't really have a view on. I think that if we look at the moment, we've about 10% of all completed questionnaires that we have from the Western Cape are online. More than 75% of total online questionnaires are from the Western Cape. So it really has been taken up in the Western Cape much more than in other parts of the country.
Okay.
I guess because we've been pushing it in the last few weeks, it's gone up significantly. Online is not as simple as we think it is. It's not taken up quite as easily as we might imagine it would be. And ultimately, you do normally rely on field workers to collect the data in a correct manner.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. You've disabused me because I was getting very tough. I was going to now crack a whip on my fellow Western Capeanites. Thank you very much, Patrick Kelly. I'm glad that we've gotten a little bit further, and I do hope, thank you very much for extending the collection of data to the end of May, and I do hope we get to 90%. Appreciate your extra.